it's so great to see you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How's everybody doing this morning? But we're glad you're here, man. Today is the beginning of something great. We are kicking off our new Reach project, which we're so excited about. And I'm going to be telling you a little bit more about that because it really is a great season, a great time here at The Edge Church. And just a number of months ago, you know, God began to just really put on my heart that we needed to have our own facility. We needed to have our own place, our own opportunity. You know, whenever we have a meeting or a worship service or whatever, we're so portable. You know, my office has been somewhere between my car, Starbucks, and Caribou Coffee, you know, for 4 years. And it's time for the Edge Church, because we have been growing so much and reaching so many people, to just, you know, put down some roots. And in fact, our attendance is up about 50% over where it was this time last year. So the Edge Church just keeps progressing. We had to put out extra chairs at the 9 o'clock service this morning. Just more and more people coming all of the time. Over 300 people have committed their lives to Jesus Christ since we've begun over the last 3 years. And it just, everywhere we turn, the church is expanding. You know, it's kind of like we reached puberty, you know, about 12 months ago, you know. It's been growing and growing and growing, all that. And so we need to have our own place. And so about that time, I began to share with some of our church leaders about what God was putting on my heart. And they were so encouraged and affirming of that. And then not too long after that, some churches said, hey, we want to give some money to the Edge Church. We know it's your building, but we believe in it, and we want to help support you guys. And I was like, well, amen. You know, bring it on. And then a national nonprofit ministry approached me. They want to, you know, help us with a loan. You know, if we need to buy a property, they want to help us with that. And some other relationships and other things just begin to boom, 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 begin to fall into place. And it's interesting, when we follow the call of God and we take bold steps of faith, that's when those tremendous doors of opportunity and blessing begin to open for us. Today I want to talk to you about the Reach Project, but I also want to talk to you about an Old Testament hero, a man of God by the name of Abram. Abram was a man that lived by faith, and he lived by so much faith that God blessed his life. In Genesis chapter 12, we see a powerful story of a man of God and his willingness to follow God, even to do some very difficult and challenging things. In fact, Abram is known historically as the father of three major religions: Judaism, Christianity, and even Islam look to Father Abraham as the father of faith. He's a patriarch. He is a prototype of faith. And a patriarch is a person that begins a new way of living. It's a man that leads a new generation. Abram and his descendants began to be followers of the Lord. And today we're inspired by his story thousands of years ago, when God said to him, it's time to leave where you are and to move where you need to be. Make a move, God said to Abram. In Hebrews 11:8, the scripture says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place that he would later receive his inheritance, obeyed and went. And even though he did not know where he was going, by faith he made his home in the promised land. Like a stranger in a foreign country, he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were his heirs of the same promise. Verse 10, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. So Abram gets this call. We call him Abram. We call him Abraham. He's both and. It's the same guy. God changed his name a little bit later. Genesis 12, he's Abram. A little bit later in the story, he becomes Abraham. We can call him whatever. But Abram receives this calling from God to leave where he is, the land of Haran, where he had grown up, and to answer the calling of God and to go to a place he had never been before. You see, bold steps of faith begin with the calling of God. And if you want to live a great life of faith, if you want to make a bold move of faith, if we want our church to be a place of bold faith, we have to begin by understanding the calling of God. Listen, this is not stuff that we all made up. This is stuff that the Lord has directed and orchestrated. And Abram had no idea that God was going to lead him to go to some crazy place before. By the way, in the ancient world, thousands of years ago, people didn't move. The only people that moved were fugitives, crazy people. Because if you were going to leave your homeland, your inheritance, your parents, the language that people spoke, your sense of security, that made no sense. Nobody was going to get on a Frontier airline jet and go home for Christmas and see mama. You were gone. And Abram is leaving now everything he has known his entire life. There's no FaceTime. There's no Google chat. There's no postal service. I mean, when you leave, you leave. God says, I have a calling on your life, Abram, to go to this place that's really a long ways off. Genesis 12 tells us a little bit more in verse 1. The Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your people and your father's household to the land that I will show you. Verse 4 says, so Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. And he took his wife Sarah and his nephew and Lot and his possessions. And he accumulated that he had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan. And they arrived there. And Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. And at that time, the Canaanites were in the land. And the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring, I will give you this land. And so he built an altar there because the Lord had appeared to him. So Abram takes a 500-mile trip, a caravan. It probably took a month to get there. Where are we going? Well, we're not quite sure. It's interesting that God doesn't tell Abram where he's going. He just tells him to start moving and to go where he tells him. Kind of a freaky way to move, isn't it? Where are you going? Well, I'm not quite sure. You know, we'll figure that out later. That's what God said to Abram. And when we live bold lives of faith and answer the call, we understand that God initiates the call. God has had a plan for the Edge Church a long, long time before I ever showed up here or before you ever started coming here. God had a plan, and all of his knowledge and all of his genius and all of his planning. God knew all of this stuff. In fact, he knew you were going to be sitting in that seat today. And God knew all of that. And so our responsibility is to find out what God is doing and then follow him. You know, that's what calling is. Somebody says, what is calling? Calling is finding out what God wants you to do and then going and doing it. You know? And God has a calling on your marriage and on your family and on your life and on your vocation and also on your church. And the calling that God has on our church is to move forward in faith to have our own facility very soon. The REACH Project is primarily about lives change. We want to create a place where people can hear the good news of the gospel, where people's lives can intersect the teaching of the scripture. We want to see a place where our kids can grow up and hear the word of God. We want to have a place where we can bring our friends and they can hear God's word, a place where we can be challenged and inspired spiritually. And so that's what this place is about. But the REACH Project is going to help us answer the calling of God. Somebody says, where's the building going to be? We don't know. You know, when are we going to have the building? We don't know. You know, what's all the details? How much is it going to cost? Well, we don't know. What we do know is, we have a calling from God, and today we're beginning to answer the call that God has for the Edge Church. So we're doing so in faith. We're doing so in following the Lord. And listen, when we begin to follow God in faith, that's when the next door and the next door and the next door begins to open. The problem is, many times when it comes to life of faith, we want to have it all figured out. God, I want to know 5 years from now what's going to be going on. You know? I want to know this, that, and the other. And if I can see 6 or 7 steps in front of me, then I'll follow in faith. By the way, that's not really faith. Faith is when you take the first step and you don't know what the next step is. Then God opens that door. Then you take another step and you don't know what the next step is. Then God directs over here. Then you take that step. And you just do the same thing over and over again. That's what we see in the life of Abram. God is saying, I want you to go to the land of promise, but you don't know where it's going to be. It's kind of tricky. It's kind of confusing. It sounds maybe kind of counterintuitive, kind of weird. But listen, it's in those moments that we begin to trust God. Do you really need to trust God if you have every single thing figured out? If you know exactly where you're going to be and exactly where you're going and exactly how you're going to get there, why do you need the Lord? And Abram's life is just a total reminder of our dependence upon the calling of God. So we want to find the call. Now, there were a lot of excuses. And by the way, when it comes to following God, we can make excuse after excuse after excuse. One of the excuses for Abram was nobody in his family was a believer. His father, Terah, was a non-believer, worshipped idols, false gods. Abram was kind of like the token believer, of his family. And I'm sure his family thought it was really weird. Where are you going now? Oh, I'm following God. Did you drink some of that weird Kool-Aid? What's wrong with you, Abram? No, I'm following the Lord, All right, well, good luck with that. We wish you well, And the call of God's always challenging. I mean, let's be honest. If you're going to live a life of faith, if the Edge Church is going to be a place of faith, then there's challenges along the way. There were some Canaanite people that were not excited that Abram was going to be moving into their land. And there's some challenges. By the way, he was 75 years old. That's pretty old to be starting a new chapter in your life, isn't it, at 75 years old? But you know what's beautiful is God is never late. God is never early. Some of you may feel like, is it too late in my life for God to use me? Is it too late for me to live by faith? It is never too late to answer the calling of God, no matter how old you are or where you've been or what you've been into, because we serve a God who is a sending God. All throughout the scripture, when people follow the Lord, he's always sending them. Peter was in the boat. Jesus was walking on the water. He says, Peter, come here. Peter gets out of the boat when his eyes are on Jesus. He's walking on the water. When he begins to look at how big and bad the waves and the wind is, what does he do? He sinks. The life of faith is one of answering the call. It's one of following through with the calling that God has given to us. When Moses encountered God, God said, I am sending you to Pharaoh to liberate the Israeli people from hundreds of years of captivity and bondage. I am sending you. And the life of faith is constantly being sent. You're being sent. The Edge Church is being sent to this community. Not a week goes by that I don't talk to people whose marriages are shattered, addictions that are ravaging people's lives, and sense of hopelessness and unbelief. And it is just amazing the problems and the issues that our city is facing. Man, we need some great churches. We need the Edge Church to stand up and to continue to reach people with the life-changing grace of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're ready to do. We're ready to take this bold step of faith forward, just as Abraham did. Now, he didn't have the details. He was old. When I read that Abram was 75, by the way, God told him that he would have a child, and he had his first kid at 100, okay? That's pretty old, isn't it? 100 years old, man. That's incredible. Can you imagine Abram going to preschool to pick up his kids? They're like, your great-great-grandfather's here. That kind of thing. Pretty incredible. The life of faith. Everything about Abram's life was not normal. But when we follow God, we should expect to be a little abnormal, at least. But we don't plan all of our life out. We want to answer the call. And sometimes our plans need to die so that our faith can live. And that's what God was saying to Abram. Now, I love this part here, the 75 years old. Because when I think of 75-year-olds, and I love you, if you're 75, you're like my hero to be at the Edge Church. To listen to this kind of music and be in this kind of vibe, you are awesome. And we have some senior adults in our church. But listen, most of the time when you're 75, you're spending time over at Walmart being a greeter or you're doing water aerobics, right? And God said, I'm not done with you, Abram. Get your stuff together and get to the land of promise. Man, I got a great plan for your life. You're not just supposed to sit around in your rocking chair. It's time to get busy. It's time to live the life of faith. Maybe God's saying that to some of our senior adults here today. It's never too late. In Hebrews 11:8, the scripture I read earlier, the word called is a word that's a present tense participle. Really what that means is that God kept calling. God called Abraham, and he kept calling him, and he kept calling him, and he kept calling him, and he kept calling him. When God calls, he confirms. You want to know if you're going to put your neck on the line and take a bold step of faith that it's not just some bad sushi that you had last night, right? The calling of God. And God has been confirming the call over and over and over again throughout our entire church body. Over 75 people are now involved just in our planning team for the Reach Project, man. Our whole church is excited about this project. People outside of our church are excited about this project. People inside the church. All of us together, because we're taking that step of faith. We're moving to another place. We're leaving the old life behind. We're starting new. And this is exactly what God called Abram to do. When we live by faith, we grow. The problem is, most of the time, we want a complacent life. We want to live somewhere that is safe and predictable and always the same. And yet, the life of following the Lord is a life of being sent and propelled into the unknown. And here's what's so interesting about complacency. We crave complacency. We crave that consistency, knowing everything that's going to happen, planning everything out. We love that, and yet we're so freaking bored with life when it's that way. It is so boring. The most exciting life that you can ever live is the life of faith. You know, our church is a church of faith. We began as a church of faith, meeting in my living room. We had 5 people just a couple of years ago. We celebrated our 3rd anniversary last month. 5 people showed up in my living room the very first service. Today, we'll have a record attendance today. Hundreds of people coming to the Edge Church. It took a step of faith. And I would love to tell you that I never get a little nervous and that I've just got so much faith that, you know, thoughts of worry and anxiety just bounce off of me, you know, and I'm like, you know, faith. But I was a little frustrated. I was a little scared. We moved here. We didn't know one person in the city. A friend of mine called me right after we moved from another state, and he said, "Ryan, you're doing a parachute drop church plant, right?" And I said, "Yes." And if you don't know what that is, that's where you just kind of drop in. There's a city. You don't know anybody. You don't really have a team of people together. You don't know the city. You just drop in. And I dropped in. And he said, I want to tell you something. He said, "There's a 90% failure rate with parachute drop church plants." And I said, "Thank you so much for the encouragement. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. I just signed a really large mortgage on my house, you know. And thank you for the affirmation, you know, of the calling of God." But while it's been difficult and challenging at times, God has been so good. Over 200 people showed up at our very first public service. What's even so funny about that is we only had 20 people meeting in my living room at that time. And then about 100 people started coming weekly to the church, and then the church just started growing from there. But the truth is, the Reach Project is nothing different than what we've always been doing, because we've always been a church of faith. You know, God didn't show us Southeast Aurora until we decided to move to the Denver metro area. And God didn't show us Coyote Hills Elementary School, where we had our first service, until He showed us our living room. And God didn't show us Liberty Middle School, where we moved last year, until He showed us Coyote Hills Elementary School, where we started. You take the first step, you answer the calling of God, you believe God for great things, and God will open the doors for whatever needs to happen. And that's what Abraham's life is characterized by. It's the same thing. This is a new era at the Edge Church, but really, it's the same thing, just done over and over and over again. There's some more zeros at the end. Our goal is to raise $425,000 over and above our normal giving to this special offering over the next 2 years. And on November 11th, we're going to be asking you to pray about your pledge and making a pledge that day to help us reach that goal to get this facility. But you know what? We've been living by faith since the beginning. And now God's just put another step in the chapter of the Edge Church. And I love living by faith, because when we do that, that's where we see the blessings of God flow. So there's calling and there's blessing. There's calling and there's blessing. Look at this right here in Genesis 12, 2 and 3. Look at God's promises to Abram. "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will, whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples of the earth will be blessed by you." God gives 6 promises. By the way, He gives no directions, but He gives 6 promises. And notice these 6 promises He gives to Abram. He says, "Listen, When you live by faith, when you take steps of faith, number one, you will be a great nation. The nation of Israel is the only people group on the planet that's an ancient people that still has their language and their land intact, still doing what they were doing thousands of years ago. Abram is the father of the Jewish nation. He says, I will bless you. Genesis 13, 2. Abram is so blessed, the people, the neighbors, hate his guts. He's got tremendous wealth. He's got cattle and livestock and possessions. People are freaking out. Who is this guy, man? Everything he do turns to gold. God blessed him. I will make your name great. Man, the name Abraham is a great name. He's mentioned in 11 of the 27 books of the New Testament. He's mentioned in all of four of the Gospels, and he's mentioned over 300 times in the Bible. I would say the name of Abram is a great name. He says, you will be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And you can read throughout the Old Testament when people opposed the people of Israel, be it Pharaoh in Egypt or the conquest of Canaan, those people always lost and the people of God always won. And it was true all the way through. And then he said the last thing, all the peoples of the earth will be blessed by you. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Abram was a great-great-grandfather of Jesus Christ. And we have all been blessed by Abram through his lineage because Jesus Christ was born as a descendant of Abram. So we've all been blessed by that. The fact that we have salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ is a direct result here of the faithfulness of this man of faith. And, you know, part of the mission of the Edge Church is that we would bless those around the earth as well. In fact, there's people today that are being blessed in Swaziland, Africa, where our church is involved in giving. And we're blessing the people of the southern part of Africa, in Swaziland, Africa, because of the faithfulness and the generosity of the Edge Church. And we're helping little kids in Haiti right now, at an orphanage in Haiti, because the Edge Church has been a blessing to people around the nation, around the world. And when we follow God in faith, God opens great, great doors. And so there is calling. What is God leading us to do? And there is blessing. And listen, God will bless you individually. Sometimes God's blessings are spiritual. Sometimes they are financial. Sometimes they are emotional. Sometimes they are other blessings. God's blessings are multifaceted. God chose to bless Abram in these six ways, but God may bless you in another way. Because every person's story is a little different, but you know what? The principle is the same. When we follow the call of God, when we do what God is leading us to do, then His faithfulness and His blessings always follow behind. So this morning, we're just taking another step in the journey to follow the Lord. We're just taking another progression, you know? Just another opportunity. God's opening another door. We're not quite sure where we're going. We're not sure how we're going to get there. We're not sure all the details, but we know God is leading, and we want to answer the call. And I want to ask you this morning, if you're excited today about following the call of God with the Reach Project here at the Edge Church. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And in your packet, there's so much information underneath your chair. But listen, I don't want you to get that out right now. I do hope you'll take that home with you. But I want you just to listen, and I want us to pray at this time. Okay? And I want to pray for you today. Let's just bow our heads for just a moment. Today, if you'd like for me to pray for you, Ryan, pray for me today. I want to be a person of faith. I want to follow the Lord with all my heart. I don't even know where He's leading me, but I want to follow. And I want to have the faith of Abram. Would you just raise your hand wherever you are? I want to pray for you this morning. Right here, right here, right here, right here, right here, right here. I want you to pray for me, Ryan. I want to live a life of faith. Right here, right here. I don't want to be a person that's complacent. I don't want a person that's stuck. I don't want to be a person that's just living the same old boring life, that's doing the same old stuff. I want to live the most exciting life of all, the life of faith, following the Lord. Pray for me this morning. Right here in the front. Ryan, pray for me. Let's just bow together. God, today we thank you for these words that we have learned from here from this great hero of faith, Abram. And God, our life, we want to live in alignment with the calling of God. God, there's nothing more exciting. There's nothing more wonderful. Give us the courage today to live accordingly. I pray for every person that's raised their hand today that is following you in faith. I pray you would bless them. I pray you would reward them. Pray you'd watch over them, provide for them in every single way, Lord, so that they can live in bold confidence with you. And we pray all of these things in the wonderful name of the one who gives us life. Amen.